Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. Hello, how are you? Oh my goodness, I still got my sunglasses on my head. I actually, confession, was about to head out the door to collect my boys from nursery and realised that I was 10 minutes early. And I've been thinking all morning about I wanted to record today. I wanted to record a little podcast episode for you today, just because today's been really significant for me. Well, first of all, before we even get into that, anyone watching on YouTube will see that I'm sat in my little office. So this is a little room in our house that was due to be knocked through to be part of our kitchen. However, we recently got screwed over by a builder. I'll tell you all about that. Someone has basically stolen our money. We've gone to the police and all sorts. So it's a really long story. But yeah, so the building work hasn't actually happened. The sun is coming out, so you can't quite see the pink of it now. Isn't that typical? It'll go back in again, I'm sure. But yeah, so I claimed this little room, which was being used for dumping everything. And a few weeks ago, I looked at it and I thought, do you know what? It's such a shame I'm not using that as an office. I've never really had a proper office because I've always worked like kitchen table and stuff. So I've claimed this as my little office. And since having it, I just love it, because normally I'd have to like pack all my stuff away. I'd always be working out on the kitchen table. And I always like, oh, I don't need an office. But actually, I love it. Just love having like a bit of a background for making my content as well. Although the sun's going in, so you can see a bit better now. But on Friday, it was half term. The boys had taken the boys out and it was my day. I went and got my nails done. I met with a friend. It was a lovely day. And passed B&Q and spontaneously went in and got a pale pink paint. Thought, do you know what? I'm going to paint my office pink because I am completely outnumbered with boys. Even our dog's a boy in this house. And I've joked for ages saying I want like a little corner, like a girly corner of the house. It's just very pink and girly, and I can drink a glass of rosé in the evening if I want to, and no one's going to pester me for a biscuit. It's just something that's mine that I can claim as mine. And so yeah, I spontaneously bought the paint and painted it Friday night and Saturday morning. Painted the walls, painted the skirting boards. Leo, my toddler, came in and did a little bit. There is a bit on the floor where he dropped the roller on the carpet. Oh, but anyway, so I've now got this cute little pink space, which I'm just loving, because it's just another thing that is happening for me. And this is what I've come on to talk to you about. So today, it is Monday, the sun is shining. Well, my boys are back in school and nursery because it's the end of half term. We've had 2 weeks, October half term. They've gone back to school, and this morning was a first for me, an absolute first. So I dropped my eldest off at breakfast club. He started going to a breakfast club before school. He loves it. He gets to choose his breakfast. It's far more options than what he gets at home. So he loves going there. I drop him off at 7:30. And I go past the school anyway to drop off my two youngest for nursery. My two little ones only attend on a Monday and Tuesday morning that they overlap. So it's just like the stars aligned. My eldest was in school, my two youngest have gone to nursery, and I thought, this is it. This is my opportunity to go to the gym before I start work. Now, last week, the boy's dad was around. He took some time off work, with it being a 2 week half term, and he's helping me out. However, he's gone back to, he works away a lot, also lives away. It's complicated. But yeah, so left at 6 o'clock this morning. So it feels like we're getting back into our routine, which means that I predominantly have the boys during the week on my own. So this morning we got up, we got dressed, and I had that split thought of, do you know what? I could go to the gym today, before I start work. I had a manifesting workshop at 10 o'clock. I was dropping the boys off at like 7:30-ish. I was like, I could actually do this. And I'm one of these people, once I have a thought, I really try and act on it, because there's a reason why that thought comes into your head. I'm a strong believer in this. There's a reason why that thought even appeared. Something was telling me, whether it was my subconscious, my conscious, the universe, whoever was telling me, it was an opportunity, and I try and act on it. And Mel Robbins, who, if you do my manifesting course, you'll know I'm a massive fan of hers. She really talks about this. She's got like, she has this habit, and it's you count down from five. So if you have a thought of like, I'm going to tidy the kitchen, you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you have to move. You have to physically make yourself move and go and do it. And I've started doing this in the summer. I remember it was raining, and I thought, I bet it's quite nice running in the rain. And I was like, oh, I've had the thought now, I've got to do it. And so I'm really trying to be a bit more impulsive. I'm going to have these thoughts, act on it, because the longer you think about it, the quicker you'll talk yourself out of it. And that's what I find. I can talk myself out of all sorts. And this is why I spontaneously booked my holiday last week with my boys in half term. I wanted to take them away. And I spontaneously booked it because I thought, if not, if I leave it too much longer, I'll talk myself out of it and it will not happen. And I'm so glad I did it. So this morning I had the thought, I put on my gym stuff when I was getting the boys up, and particularly with it being the school holidays, I've not been able to be doing my exercise and movement quite as much, and I've really noticed the difference. So I was wanting to get back into it anyway. Monday is always a great day to kickstart anything that you're wanting to do. But I just thought, right, so the stars aligned, all three kids in childcare, I dropped them off in my gym where, you know, I always used to see other mums on the school run in their gym kits and stuff. Whether we were going to the gym or not, I don't care. I just used to think, they're fabulous. I would like to be that sort of person where movement and exercise is part of my daily routine or is part of my lifestyle. It's not just for losing weight. This is what I wanted to be. This was my desired life. I wanted to become the kind of person who exercise was part of my life. And that's something I've been really aspiring to, and particularly on my journey of Stuck to Strong, I've been really working on that, because I grew up believing that exercise is something that you did to lose weight. I remember seeing my mum doing the exercise, like the aerobics videos in the lounge, and it was always like, oh, I'm on a diet, so she's doing the exercise. I always thought exercise as that, whereas now I've learned for myself the mental health benefits, the benefits on my mindset when I have moved, and just how good I feel. And so I would look at these women, and it wasn't jealousy. It was just like, that's amazing. I would really like to be that type of person. And it was on my vision board when our Stuck to Strong course members start out, our students first start, one of the first things we do is really look at who do we want to be? Who are we aspiring to? And it's not to make us feel worse about the situation we're in now. It's to help us visualize and take steps towards becoming that person. So for me, I wanted to be in the gym where I wanted to have exercise as part of my daily routine, that I was the type of woman who looked after herself, watched the foods that she ate and the way that she energized and nourished her body. And these are the type of people I looked up to. And one of those was like, because my children are so young, I've got 1-year-old and 3-year-old and almost 9-year-old, you know, the 1 and 3-year-old, they're still very young. They're still really dependent on me. And for ages, it was like, oh my goodness, could you imagine like dropping them off and then going to the gym before starting work? Like, that was the dream for me, because here in the UK, childcare costs are ridiculous. Like, they're a joke what we spend on childcare. Yes, my toddler's 3, but he turned 3 in September. He doesn't get his free hours until January. So at the minute, it's it's tight. It's like another mortgage. And I always, again, something I've been working on my mindset is that I always used to think I had to work up to the wire, that those moments when they're in childcare, that that was for work, that was for generating money to pay for the childcare. And that was the mindset I've been stuck in for a long time. But actually, I'm learning, you know, by doing the exercise, by eating healthily, by spending time with friends, whatever, however I spend that time when they're in childcare, it's all really good for me and it's actually positive. And something I've had on my vision board has been about around the whole thing of working smarter, not harder. And I think particularly bringing exercise and looking after my mindset, and even if I take 5-10 minutes of journaling when they're in childcare, it's just going to make me work much smarter once I do get the opportunity to work. So it happened, guys. Like, this is something that I have been, I was like, well, the kids are young, it's never going to happen, it's going to be ages. It's happened. It finally happened to me today. And I know you might already go to the gym before you start work. You all might already have your kids in like whatever situation. This is personal to me. This was my milestone. This is something I aspire to. I couldn't work out how I would ever be in this situation where I could make it happen. But things did, and I realised if my eldest went to breakfast club, it would mean that they'd all be out of the house by 7:30. I could start my day, and then I could, you know, really look after myself. And what a nice way to start the day, doing some exercise. And yeah, so I'm having one of those moments this morning when I did it, and I drove to the gym and walked in on a first thing on a Monday morning. Like, it was a bit of a pinch me moment, because this is something I put on my vision boards. This is something I dreamt of, but never actually thought it would happen. This is something I was aspiring to, but felt so far out of reach. I just couldn't work out how it was ever be possible until they were all in school. Anyway, I made it happen. We jiggled things around. We sorted out thinking outside the box. And it happened. And that's what I can't get over. It's like me sat here now, recording a podcast whilst videoing it for YouTube in my pink office that is so incredibly pink. There's so much pink going on, and my neon light and my sign. These are all the things I had in my head at the beginning of this year, of the businesswoman that I wanted to be, helping mums, doing my coaching, how the hub would be. This morning I ran my manifesting workshop. These are all the things that I've had in my vision board for so long, and I believed I could one day do it. Didn't know how it would come about, didn't know it was possible, but just believe one day I will make this happen. And here I am. And it has. And what's so funny, walking into the gym this morning, sat here recording now in my office, is that it feels so familiar to me, because I've manifested it. I've done the visualizing. I've journaled it as if it's already happened. I've written it down in a part of my desired day. You know, today I got up and I went to the gym, and then I recorded a podcast, and I worked in my office before spending lunch with, you know, I wrote it as though it had already happened. So now it's happening for me. It feels like I've already been here. It feels natural. I feel confident because I feel like I have created this for myself, and I feel like I've already lived it. It's almost like a deja vu sort of feeling. So if anyone out there has started to really look up and set goals for themselves, because this is something I struggled with when I had my third baby. I didn't know where I was going. I'd lost direction. My business didn't have the same, I didn't have the same passion for Play Hooray as I did before. And I felt lost, and I didn't know where I was, you know, what next? I've had my three babies. I kept saying I'd have three boys. Now what? Now what do I do? And I was lost with my direction. And manifesting, our Manifesting for Mum's course is all about this. Finding your direction, finding who you are, so you can set yourself the big goals of sitting in a pink office, recording a podcast and starting the day at the gym. That was my big goal for me. And I didn't know how I was going to make it happen, but I just believe I could, and just kept working towards it. And having that vision in my head has helped it come true for me. And now I'm sat here feeling so confident that now I can set my next big goal. What's next for me? Well, for me, I'm going to stay here now. I'm going to say it loud and proud. I would like to start building up to being able to speak on stage. That's something I did as part of Play Hooray. I've been on panels. I've spoken on stages at events and things for women in business. I want to do more of that. So there you go. I've said it proud. I don't know how it's going to happen. And it doesn't mean that I wouldn't be nervous in that situation, but it's something that for me is a big goal that's at the top of the staircase. And now what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be building up to that. I want to help more women and get my voice and my message out there. So if you are looking to set yourself some goals, what I want you to do is I really want you to start with where you are now. So only if you know where you are now and who you are, then you can start to look up and set those big goals. So I always say, start with the Stuck to Strong course, you know, get your mindset, feel worthy, feel capable, know that you will figure it out. And then the natural step is to go onto the Manifesting for Mums course, start setting those big goals and start taking steps towards it, just like I have. You can do exactly the same, and lots of other mums in our course are doing as well today. We've done our manifesting workshop this morning in the hub, setting our goals, going through our desired life. What could we make a start on? It's so exciting. So I just had to share that with you today, just because it's been a massive breakthrough for me. And when these things happen, it's important you take a selfie, you tell your mates, you tell your friends, and of course I come on and I want to tell you. I hope you have a brilliant day. If you do have any questions about our Stuck to Strong or the Manifesting course, or if you'd like private one-to-one coaching by me, just get in touch, drop me a DM, drop me an email. I'd love to chat to you. You're not wasting my time. It's just nice to get to know you and what situation you're in, and then we can work out the best way that I can help you. I hope you have a brilliant day. I'm sending you loads of love, and I'll catch up with you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please send me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.